Just south of the Arctic Circle today, a possible thaw in normally frosty U.S.-Russia relations. For years in the West, Vladimir Putin has been a pariah, but today he was a passenger in President Trump's limousine. The two presidents and their staffs posed for the cameras before their meeting, but said nothing in a high-stakes summit that could help decide Ukraine's fate. U.S. officials tell PBS NewsHour one of President Trump's main goals is a ceasefire, the same priority as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who today asked President Trump to stand strong.
We count on the U.S.'s strong position. Everything will depend on it. Russians consider U.S. force precisely.
With Fox News' Brett Baer, before the meeting, President Trump set a stark bar.
I won't be happy if I walk away without some form of a ceasefire. Now, I say this, and I've said it from the beginning, this is really setting the table today. We're going to have another meeting if things work out, which will be very soon. Or we're not going to have any more meetings at all, maybe ever.
But Russia arrives in Alaska confident. Its soldiers have achieved a significant advance near a key logistics hub in eastern Ukraine. And publicly, Moscow is demanding the map redrawn, with international recognition of Russian control of Crimea and four Ukrainian regions, including land that Ukraine still holds. Russia suggested giving up small territory it controls in other regions. President Trump says he will talk land swaps with Putin, but said today the final decision was not his.
They'll be discussed, but I've got to let Ukraine make that decision. And I think they'll make a proper decision. But I'm not here to negotiate for Ukraine. I'm here to get them at a table.
Putin also wants to expand the conversation, including by proposing an extension to the U.S. and Russia's sole remaining arms control treaty and bilateral economic investment, as he said yesterday.
The stage we are at with the current American administration, which, as everyone knows, is making, in my opinion, quite energetic and sincere efforts to stop hostilities and reach agreements in order to create long-term conditions of peace between our countries.
The U.S. delegation includes Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, but President Trump said today the larger conversation with Putin had to wait.
He's bringing a lot of business people from Russia. And that's good. I like that because they want to do business, but they're not doing business until we get the war settled. The war's got to stop and the killing's got to stop.
He's a leader of his country. I say it's better to get along with Russia than not.
For years, President Trump has envisioned a better relationship with Putin and Russia.
Vladimir, thank you very much.
The two met six times in Trump's first term, most infamously in Helsinki, where Trump sided with the former KGB spy over his own intelligence community on Russia's 2016 election interference.
I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
You should have never started it. You could have made a deal.
This term began with President Trump blaming Ukraine for the war, temporarily cutting off military and offensive intelligence help, and scolding Zelensky.
You don't have the cards. You're buried there. Your people are dying.
But after what Zelensky called a historic meeting in the Vatican, and Russia relentlessly targeted civilian areas, President Trump accused Putin of, quote, going crazy.
I've been hearing so much talk. It's all talk. It's all talk, and then missiles go into Kiev and kill 60 people. It's got to stop. It's got to stop.
The president's roller coaster rhetoric continued this week.
I was a little bothered by the fact that Zelensky was saying, well, I have to get constitutional approval. I mean, he's got approval to go into war.
Leading to today's meeting, where President Trump predicted he would know how it went in the first few minutes.